from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So today is a pretty wild anniversary. Rob, I don't know about you, but I'm sure you had these moments too. There were certain things that happened in your childhood that you knew. Man, I am a sports fan, you know? I don't know what that was for you. You grew up a KU fan, so maybe it was like Jacques Vaughn and Paul Pierce and Rafe LaFrenz, and your dad took you to Allen Fieldhouse and you saw everything going crazy. You're like, man, you know, sports is actually really, really cool. I kind of remember what that day was for me when I was just hooked on it. I remember my dad came to pick me up and we went over these people's house. I don't remember whose house we were over. That's not really important to the story. And I just remember the energy in the building. Yeah, people over here playing dominoes. People over here were playing spades. People were drinking. It was probably a place I shouldn't have been at as a kid, but I could just feel the energy in the building. And everybody was gathered around the TV because Mike Tyson was going to fight Evander Holyfield. You remember Tyson had lost the first time. This was the rematch. Hey, Tyson was going to get his revenge. That's what people thought. And then we saw one of the wildest things that have ever happened in sports happen 27 years ago today.
What happened here?
He got bit, I think.
Evander Holyfield, look out, he's pushed right here above us by Tyson.
He's got bit in the ear. And he certainly, that hurts like hell, but he certainly had a big bite. And it's a dangerous bite.
In his ear. Can he go on?
Yes.
Okay. Gonna be a 2-point deduction. The fight will go on.
Angry Evander Holyfield now. That's a left hook.
You know, it's funny. Mike was having his best.
He did it again.
Mike Tyson has bitten Evander Holyfield for the second time.
Mike gets in a headlock. And look at this. He just reaches in and bites him.
It's over. It's over.
I still remember this moment like it just happened yesterday. Everybody's just shock and surprise. Oh, my goodness. Mike Tyson just bit Evander Holyfield's ear. Not just once. He bit it twice. I don't know about you guys. If I am ever in a physical altercation and the other person just bites my ear, that is the end of the fight. I don't want to fight you anymore. You got this one. Whatever we are fighting about, you are far more passionate and committed to this than I am. You got me. I would not continue fighting you. Evander Holyfield tried to continue fighting Mike Tyson, and his reward for that was he got then bit for a second time. And the image of him turning to the side, and you can see there is a literal chunk of his ear that is missing. It is bleeding. That man bit him in the middle of a fight is wild to me. We have seen some incredible things. If you're a sports fan, honestly, you've seen some incredible things over the last 30 years. We have seen the Cubs win the World Series. We have seen the Red Sox win the World Series. Some of you never thought you would see the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, and they haven't just won it one time. They won it three times. They're the best team in the world. You saw the David Tyree helmet catch. You saw Alabama and Auburn, maybe the greatest play in college football history. We saw, in my opinion, the greatest college football game of all time, Texas and USC, the undefeated New England Patriots. We've seen things we never thought we would see before. There's nothing that has happened in the last 30 years that is remotely close to Mike Tyson biting that man's ear in the middle of the ring. Just took a bite, just like it was a Granny Smith apple in the middle of the ring. It is still one of the wildest things, if not the wildest thing in sports, that we have ever seen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.